Christian Aid Week. This year, Christian Aid Week is from May the 10th to May the 16th. I would like to tell you a little bit about Dagoretti, a densely packed, sprawling informal settlement in Nairobi, Kenya. It's a precarious, stressful life there, with no formal work opportunities, heartbreakingly low pay, high food prices, and no social support. People rent corrugated metal shelters. There's no running water and only shared toilet facilities. Frida Mara is a mother and grandmother who became the sole provider for her family, twin sons, a daughter, and a four-year-old grandson when her husband died last year. They used to share paying the rent, school fees, and hospital expenses, but now Frida is responsible for everything. To bring in money, she has been selling vegetables that she bought daily from a wholesaler. It's a two-hour round trip, 6 days a week, a relentless, time-consuming way to make an unreliable income. But thanks to a programme of support from Christian Aid, partner Beacon of Hope, Frida can see a future. Beacon of Hope trains people like Frida as urban farmers, cultivating their own vegetables in small, unused city spaces. Training sessions cover matters such as pest management, compost production, and space-saving techniques of seed cultivation, as well as business skills. Participants are supported with the tools, seeds, and plots they need to get started. Frida says, "At first I didn't understand. I wondered where someone can farm here in Nairobi. Her urban farm is hidden at the end of a concrete alley. You'd never guess that lush crops could thrive there. But she has learnt to produce crops that can grow vertically, so making a very economical use of space." She says proudly, "When what I have planted grows, that is what makes me happy. When I get money that I have earned, that is what makes me happy." Frida is now feeding her family with her own nutritious produce and selling it on her market stall to generate income. From living meal to meal, not knowing if her children will go to bed with empty stomachs, Frida now cherishes the security her small farm brings her. "Urban farming has changed my life." For more than 80 years, Christian Aid, with the generous backing of kind communities like ours in Benson, has been fighting poverty by supporting organisations like Beacon of Hope to enable people on the edge to help themselves. Now, with the continued reduction or withdrawal of aid by major donors, our help is needed more than ever. So please give what you are able to caweek.org/donate, or send a cheque payable to Christian Aid to Christian Aid, York House, Wetherby Road, Longmaston, York, YO26 7NH, or donate by phone 020 7523 2269. With very many thanks for your support. That comes from Alison Reed, the Benson Christian Aid Group organiser.